The Better Health Channel estimates that 4 in every 1,000 people have Parkinson's. Living with Parkinson's is challenging, but being part of a support group makes it a whole lot easier. 1015 is joined this morning by Julie Pring, and Julie is the coordinator for the Caboolture Support Group of Parkinson's. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Rosemary, and good morning, listeners.
Now, Julie, are support groups like the one that you coordinate here in Caboolture just for people with Parkinson's?
No, because those who support and care for someone with Parkinson's are vitally involved in what's happening for their loved ones. The changes in their speech, their walking, undertaking everyday tasks, sleep disturbance, just to mention a few. We encourage care partners, so spouses, children and others, to come with the one who has Parkinson's. In fact, we had one husband whose wife often needs to sleep in the middle of the day come, and also a wife whose husband recently died. I'd attend our meeting last month.
Okay. So do care partners stay with the people with Parkinson's in the meetings, Julie?
Generally, we all stay together. Mm-hmm. However, last month, because a couple of wives had identified that they were finding their journey challenging, we split. So we had counsellor facilitate the carers group and those with Parkinson's in a different group. Sometimes mm-hmm. there are things care partners feel they can say without the person with Parkinson's present. And at times, those with Parkinson's can find it easier to share without the person closest to them with them.
Absolutely. And most of us could understand that, Julie. Now, are you able to share any of those comments with us?
The group with Parkinson's were asked about things they find hard. So among other things, they mentioned the day-to-day challenges with their slower movement and the tremor limiting them, as well as reactions of those around them. In answer to what gives you joy, a couple of responses including grandchildren and waking up each morning.
Oh dear. Julie, we know that your group are very, very busy. What are they getting up to this month?
So the third Thursday of the month sees us at Moray Field Community Uniting Church from 11:30 to 1:30. So that's next week on the 16th of October. And we have physiotherapists from Caboolture's Auscare Physio coming to speak about exercise and treatments they offer. We also catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 on the 2nd Thursday of the month. So we welcome anyone interested in with Parkinson's and atypical Parkinson's or a care partner to join us at our meetings or at the cafe.
Absolutely. And Jules, I know that we share this information monthly, but how could a listener find out a little bit more about Parkinson's?
Well, probably first stop would be to contact Radio 101 FM because you have all our details.
We do.
Parkinson's Queensland are also available. From now they've changed their office hours availability, so the team's available from Tuesday to Thursday during mainly business hours, mm-hmm. or myself, I'm available 24/7 pretty much. Mm-hmm. So check out Parkinson's Queensland website, and that site includes the details of all support groups like ours.
Great. Now, Jules, you often give us a little quote. Have you got something for us today?
So for care partners and those who support someone with Parkinson's, or for that matter, anyone with a chronic disease, taking a break isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of wisdom. Hmm. And you're not just allowed to rest, you deserve to.
Now, if you have somebody or you know somebody that has Parkinson's and needs some support, why not go along to the nearest support group? And Julie Pring, we thank you so much for joining us here on 101.5, keeping our community informed and connected. And if you'd like to hear Julie's wise words again, go to the 101.5 website and click on podcasts. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Rosemary.